choose when you outline this food in the wounds process. This comes out of the appendix of the book. I would really recommend getting the book though and reading it also when you have a chance, if you feel there's some potential for you with this technique, because she does a good job of describing variations and how to work with different kinds of things that come up, and also a fuller description of what the different parts are about. So I think it's a really good thing to read, whether you get it at the library or Amazon or whatever. So I thought we would go through another session of Feeding the Demons. This is our opportunity in the afternoon. It might be easier to stay awake during this. So we'll start with three deep breaths. And on the exhalation, letting go of any physical tension in your body. Now three more deep breaths to let go of any emotional tension, where you might be holding any feelings in the body, and just let go of that emotional tension on the exhalation. Finally, taking three deep breaths to let go of any mental tension, any worry about doing this, or apprehension or reservation, any mental tightness. And once again, let's dedicate this work to your benefit and to the benefit of all beings. Decide what issue, demon, you'd like to work with. And bring it to mind. Bring that issue to mind, that feeling. And see where you can locate it in your body, where it's strongest. And you can even intensify that feeling. And now start to identify the qualities. Is it large or small? What color is it? What's its texture? What's its temperature? try to invite it to become a being personified with arms and legs and eyes, and see it as facing you. If what you have there is an inanimate object, and invite it to become a being, you can ask, what would this look like if it were a being? And now notice its qualities, its color, its gender, the skin surface. Size, its character, its emotional state. The look in its eyes. And notice if there's anything else about this being that you haven't noticed yet. Ask the three questions, and then you'll shift. You can do that mentally, or you can actually turn around. What do you want from me? What do you need from me? How will you feel when you get what you need? Now turn, or in your mind, make the switch and become the being. A little time to let yourself get into this being skin, into its shoes, and notice how you look sitting across your normal self over there. And now, as this demon or being, provide the answers, allow the answers to just come intuitively, finishing out these statements. What I want from you is, what I need from you is, when my need is met, I will feel pay close attention to that last one and return to your original position. See the demon in front of you. Know that quality that the demon would feel. Allow an energy to flow, either from your body dissolving or in some way from you to it. And the demon will take it in whatever way it happens to do that. This boundless, limitless quality, feeding the demon until it's completely satisfied. To that point where the demon is satisfied, it looks, probably looks different. If it feels like the demon is unable to be satisfied, you can just ask how it would look if it were completely satisfied. And if there is still a being there, you can ask if it's your ally. And your intuition may say that it is. Or if not, you can invite an ally to show up. If this ally is there in front of you, then look at the details of it. What color is it? What's its size? What's the look in its eyes? can ask it these questions. How will you help me? How will you protect me? What do you promise me? How can I gain access to you? And then change places. And really settle in to the ally presence. And feel what that feels like. Statements. I will help you by, I will protect you by, I promise you I will. You can access me by, and return to your original position. Take some time to feel that help, that protection, that presence of the ally. And imagine the ally dissolving into and then dissolve into emptiness, or rest in this awareness. Let your mind.